Hello, and welcome to the Television Spotlight on the Comic Book Cage podcast. My name is John Mayo. In this episode, we'll be having a spoiler-filled discussion about a television show that we think you'll enjoy. In this episode, I am joined by my sister Kay, and we're going to have a spoiler-filled discussion on season 4 of Veronica Mars. This was originally a show on Fox? It's been long enough, I've forgotten.
That's an excellent question.
It was a 3-season show back on one of the TV channels a while back. They did a Kickstarter movie, or crowdfunded. I'm pretty sure it was Kickstarter.
Crowdfunded, yeah.
I know it was crowdfunded, though.
And it was what I would refer to as a big crowdfunding success.
Yes, it was really one of the biggest. It was a really big deal. They got a lot of money, seemed to do really well by the fans. And then Hulu picked it up for a 4th season. Again, this is because this show started back in 2004-ish.
That sounds right.
So it's been quite a while that they've kept it going on and off. And there were also novels. They were done.
Well, and the first 3 seasons were filmed in San Diego.
Yes.
And at one point, while they were filming, Enrico Colantoni, who plays Keith Mars, you know, they were filming in San Diego. It was San Diego Comic-Con time. So he just was in the autograph area for the 4 days.
I remember that year, yeah.
Yeah. And so that was really awesome. It was a way to kind of low-key promote Veronica Mars. But it wasn't a studio brought him, or even that Veronica Mars said, hey, can you basically cross-promote? It seemed to be just something, an opportunity he saw and took advantage of.
Well, and he had legit credentials to be at Comic-Con just through Galaxy Quest, if nothing else.
Exactly, yes.
And we had actually seen, well, him at the party they gave for the movie they were doing.
Yeah.
Talked with him briefly afterwards. Great guy. They brought back many of the characters from the show. Some were featured throughout the 8-episode run, others in a few episodes, a few almost just as cameos.
And a lot were talked about.
Yes. Now, it had been a while since I had watched the show or the movie. I had marathoned the 3 seasons, I think, right before we drove to San Diego one year.
I marathoned the 3 seasons several years ago, and I give Hulu a lot of credit. About 3 weeks before they dropped season 4, they put up the 3 seasons and made sure people knew, you know, we've got all 3 seasons for you to watch. And they used that as their hype for season 4.
Which is a smart way to do it.
Yeah.
And I feel they captured a lot of the essence of the original show, a lot of the tone and the style.
Oh, they captured the snarky, sarcastic tone so beautifully in so many places.
Well, they did, but there were also a couple of things that were callbacks that I think were a little too subtle. Because we watched, 2 episodes one night, 3 the next, and then 3 this evening. After watching the first 5, I guess it was, before we watched the final 3. I went through IMDb for, what trivia page. And she's got a dog here called Pony.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the first 3 seasons, and once I read this on IMDb, anytime her dad would say, I've got something for you, she'd, is it a pony?
Oh, that's funny.
So there were a couple of things like that. Cho's Pizza was from 2nd season or whatever, the college, you know, from 3rd season, that sort of thing. So they had a lot of callbacks, but part of it was, when you're doing, and it's not like it made any difference as to did you recognize the pizza place or the college or any of that stuff. So it's not like you were losing a part of the story. But when you're doing callbacks for something that's, 15 or plus years old,
mm-hmm.
you got to figure not everyone's going to get it.
Well, some of this stuff, just in terms of like relationship callbacks, you know, I had remembered that whenever she wanted information from the sheriff's deputy,
Leo. Yeah,
she showed up with food.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was funny when he showed up with the pizza.
Yes, yes. There was some nice reversals on some of that stuff. He apparently was in the 2nd novel that Rob Thomas did. And I think we've got them. I don't think we've read them.
I've read the first one, not the 2nd one. And I'm very curious about the 2nd one, yeah.
So This is one where they've got one mystery that goes through the 8-episode season. And we were talking a couple of times between episodes tonight of, well, who do you think did it? And for me, this isn't one of those kinds of shows where I'm trying to puzzle out who did it and stuff. I'm there for the ride.
I'm there for the ride, but part of why I kept asking you that was I didn't feel like they were offering me all that many red herrings.
There were a couple of characters, Clyde, J.K. Simmons playing that, which is a surprise actor to have in there, did a great job. There was Patton Oswalt as the pizza guy.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a few others, the senator and the senator's wife and a few others that they kept tossing out there as possibilities. But for me, it was more a matter of the story's entertaining, the tone, the style, the mix of almost the noir voiceover.
Yeah.
And the snarky, you know, attitude and just the character dynamics were so fun. You know, that's the part of the show I really gravitate towards. It does a good mystery,
mm-hmm.
but particularly when it's over the course of a multi-episode arc, be it 8 or a season, you know, whatever. But over the course of 8 episodes, I'm not going to follow all the threads so closely to piece it all together.
Well, what I found interesting was it was a very clear-cut mystery.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bombing at the Sea Sprite. People die. They're trying to figure out who the bomber is. They think they've got that figured out. Oh, but wait, another bomb goes off.
Yeah.
Okay, do we have a serial bomber and stuff? And several times it came down to, did we overcomplicate it? Whether they mean the characters or we as an audience.
Yeah, but there's a couple of times where I think the writer overcomplicated it. And once a certain character was done being a red herring, like the owner of the bar.
Yes, Comrade Quacks.
Comrade Quacks. Once Veronica says, oh, I bugged you and stuff like that. Boom, that character is never seen again.
Well, yeah, she doesn't believe in second chances. Yeah.
When the pizza guy gets taken into custody, his girlfriend from the murder club or whatever, never seen again.
See, and part of what bothered me there, and I had mentioned once or twice to you leading up to that, she was a viable red herring in ways they didn't pursue.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of she could have been the copycat bomber to be trying to make him look good,
right.
Look like he was on the right track, because he was milking this for publicity.
Well, and there was also an opportunity for the murder heads, the group of people going after, you know, trying to solve unsolved cases, for them to have all done a book deal.
Yes.
On the pizza guy.
I think I would have actually enjoyed it a bit more if the pizza guy had, I want to phrase it as been innocent in terms of hadn't realized that someone had been doing things behind the scenes,
mm-hmm.
because they'd realized how much he had come to life when the limelight had swung his direction.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that could have worked. I think the way they went was not bad, but there was a little bit of.
But he went from being Maddie's confidant and good buddy to he's not such a bad guy.
Yeah. I think they introduced the frat boys, what had happened to him in the past, too late in the game.
Mm-hmm.
If there had been some talk early on of, yeah, we're not real keen on all the spring breakers, think about the problems we've had in past years. There was this, there was that.
Yeah.
Versus that was 7-8 episodes in before some of that even really got introduced.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard to tell a really good murder mystery kind of a story, or just mystery in general and stuff, and hard to do it on television over the course of so many episodes, because there's too many threads to pull in.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got a good red herring for a little bit, it feels in hindsight like a detour from the real story. So trying to play fair, trying to have the investigation go where it needs to go.
Well, and that's why they had basically two interwoven crimes, each being a red herring for the other.
Yeah, but I think this is a lot of stuff that, while good, while entertaining, could have been boiled down to maybe not a single hour episode kind of thing of a regular, if this had been a weekly kind of mystery show.
It could have been a movie, if they'd wanted it to be.
Certainly could have been a movie. You could have taken out the Mexican cartel guys entirely.
Yes.
The senator wasn't really germane to the bombing plot. that could have been its own story, you know? By threading them all together, that's how you get to the 8 episodes.
Yeah. Well, and the senator and his family was interesting in some respects, and yet they started to touch on things and then just didn't. Like the fact that the mom seemed to be a very strong figure in the family, and yet she had no respect for any American women.
It was hard to tell where they were going with some of that, and if they only had 8 episodes but had a plot for 13, or I don't know. And again, I really enjoyed what we got. It was a lot of fun. Kristen Bell does an outstanding job as Veronica Mars. It's just fun to watch.
The way she portrays that character is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Enrico Colantonio is Keith Mars. He's a terrific actor, does a great job. We got to see some real vulnerable moments for the character, and, you know, some fun interaction with the father-daughter, you know, investigation team.
Well, but we also had some aging moments that were very much, not just on the whole social commentary, et cetera, but important moments in terms of, hey, watch your medication, mm-hmm. interactions, you know, pay attention to those around you and how they're doing. They need your help paying attention to these things. There was a lot going on with that character that wasn't just directly related to the plot. It was good material.
Well, and when they're at the motel, Veronica's going into the Mexican cartel guy's, you know, room to investigate. Keith's out there as the distraction in case, you know, somebody comes. The maid comes. We've seen the maid before. She's dating one of the Mexican cartel thugs. So Keith is distracting her. And to give Veronica time to sneak out, he fakes like a heart attack. And Veronica gets out, starts to go away, and then she worries. It's like, wait, is he really faking it?
Yes.
He's getting old.
Yes.
So she comes down, Mister, are you okay? And he kind of looks at her like, I'm acting, you fool.
Yes.
It's like, what? I was worried.
Yes.
I mean, the actors pull that off great.
Mm-hmm.
It was a funny moment. It fit in the story. It also led to the maid going back to Weevil saying, oh, your girlfriend was, you know, snooping around this guy because Weevil's hanging with the Mexican cartel guys.
Yeah.
And all of that plays out to give a really pivotal moment later in the story. And something that they had built up to, because Weevil was one of the characters that was really big, certainly in third season, if not earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And to see, and in the movie and stuff, and to see kind of where all that goes, we see the character progression. We followed some of these people since high school into, you know, adult life.
Yeah.
And where they've grown, where they've changed, where they haven't grown and changed in some cases. So bringing a lot of these characters back, having Vinny back, the other PI, for a little bit, again, once they get some information out of him, poof, he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, I don't expect all of them to be in every episode.
No, but he's not even really mentioned again.
He's never gracefully taken off stage.
Yeah.
Whereas a few of the other characters, like the Cliff, the lawyer, his point, you know, when he left the story kind of sort of makes sense. He wasn't Jermaine afterwards. It would have been nice to have had a little bit. I mean, he should have been there at the wedding.
Yes.
And then, man, as the 8th episode is rolling towards the close and it gets to a very pivotal moment, fades to black, and I'm like, no, man, you don't end here. And sure enough, they didn't. They have an epilogue.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing that sets a potential new direction for if they get a 5th season or do a series of movies or whatever, which I hope they do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's funny because it's a new direction that is very similar to season 1. While still being a new direction.
How so?
Well, because we've got Maddie as the teenager coming into the office.
Absolutely. I think having the daughter of the owner of the hotel that was bombed at the beginning as a potential, you know, Veronica Mars 2.0, if you will.
Yeah.
Was a lot of fun. But I think it also set up Veronica at the end to be kind of that wandering detective or whatever.
She can be taking cases anywhere in the country because this case got them a national profile.
Yeah.
So it set them up to either revisit what they were doing back in season 1, to be doing cases nationwide if they want, or to be doing both, quite frankly.
I think the path to do what you're suggesting they can't focus just on Keith and Maddie. The property is Veronica Mars. What they can do is, say, either another season or even a two-hour movie kind of a deal where Veronica is off somewhere having a mystery and stuff and periodically is calling back to the office, hey, can you look into this? Can you do this? And we get a subplot there of the case they're working on and how Maddie is and isn't filling Veronica's shoes.
That's what I'm thinking. I really think you can have the stories going on both levels.
Yeah. I think there were a couple of characters that were very clearly written out of future stuff.
Pizza guy.
Actually, they could bring him back.
Well, that's true. Okay.
And I would be a little annoyed if there was not at least the ongoing, you know, in the background, there's his book or stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's a couple other characters that just don't need to come back because they're not really germane to the story moving forward. I thought overall, again, it was a fun season. I think if I'd been able to watch this right after the other three, that would have helped. It would have had more momentum going in.
Yeah.
And I think certainly rewatching those at some point would be fun to do.
Well, I remembered Logan, Veronica, Keith all very clearly from the show. I remembered Wallace enough to be disappointed Wallace wasn't in this more.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was hilarious when Maddie was basically recapping the seasons.
I don't really remember Wallace from the show. What was his... He was just one of the friends, right?
Yeah. He was the buddy. Well, and he pretty well summed it up when he showed up and the Skype call was in progress. And he said, are you ready to go to the movie? And she said, let's just make one stop on the way.
That's right.
He pretty well summed up their friendship right there when he's like, is that one stop and we go to the movie or one stop and we aren't going to the movie because of your one stop?
Now that you mention that, I've got vague recollections of that kind of a thing. But that it's like I know him from somewhere, but it'd been long enough since I've watched the show. He wasn't a major through line in my mind for that. Okay.
Yeah. So he was kind of the good friend to my thinking that kind of balanced Weevil's bad influence.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the things I liked about Veronica Mars as a character is she had friends in every clique, at every level within that high school. And that extended out through Neptune.
Well, and also at the end of the movie, she had kind of set herself back up in the PI firm with contacts in a lot of different areas, just again from who she knew from high school or had interacted with through her stuff. So that's something, if you take Veronica out of Neptune, changes.
Yeah.
Not better or worse. She's got to rely a little bit more on her skills than just knowing people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they're getting another season out of this. I hope so.
I hope so. I haven't looked. But and part of why I hope so is in part because they really did nail the quirky tone, the sarcasm, and there were scenes that may not have been contributing to the plot, but were just so laugh out loud funny.
Well, and I think they ended it on a note and in a direction where they could really kind of amp that up a bit, where she's always had attitude, but now she's got reason to have a lot more of it.
Well, and when you think back to what kicked off season one, her attitude has always come from being damaged.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. I can definitely see that. One of the books I read on writing had referenced Veronica Mars as a show that the writer of the book just kind of didn't get. Because in his mind, all the interesting stuff had happened before the pilot.
Mm.
The death of the friend, dad losing the job, all that kind of stuff. And he's like, they just skipped over the interesting stuff.
Because we're taught to show, don't tell.
And I, on the one hand, I get where the guy's coming from. I don't disagree. But what made this difference is we were seeing kind of that aftermath that you don't normally see.
Yes.
And I think they've got now another aftermath that I want to see what happens in.
Yeah. Well, we enjoyed seeing both the aftermath and the investigation to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Veronica Mars character has always been very good at, that investigating and that seeking both truth and understanding.
Yeah. It's one of those things that I'm not sure where they're going to go with this property, but it's definitely a lot of fun. I think it retained all the qualities of the original.
Mm-hmm.
Being on Hulu allowed them a little freer rein with the language.
When I think of the original, I think ensemble show.
Definitely was more of an ensemble show with Veronica as the lead, but large supporting cast. Here, I definitely felt it was a much smaller supporting cast. The opening credits were for Veronica, Keith, and Logan.
Yeah. And it just occurred to me that when I think of the original three seasons, I think more, you know, 8, maybe even 10 people.
Easily. They had a lot more things in play.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it was more generational in terms of we had the parental generation and then the high school generation.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's something where there was a bigger sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
Neptune felt smaller back then.
Yes.
Than it did here. And the whole, it's a big spring break location kind of a thing was, I'm not going to say new, but it felt different.
It felt different, but that is in one of the two novels.
And I can understand that. There was a little bit of touching on a high school here.
Mm-hmm.
But again, Veronica's world has changed. So she's not solving things for high school students. She's actually solving crimes and whatnot.
Yeah.
It was funny because at one point, I guess it was it Keith that took the photo at the police station and showed it to somebody?
Logan.
Logan had taken it. And it was about somebody that was connected to the case. But when he had gone to the police station and seen that, I'm thinking, that just reeks of a, if you have seen Veronica Mars, turn her away, you know, kind
yes,
of.
Yes, yes.
Not guilty, not safe, or, so, you know.
Yeah.
I've got to imagine she's got some sort of almost, not radioactivity at that police station, but certainly a reputation.
Yeah.
And I did like how at one point there was a reference to Keith Mars having been, you know, sheriff, although they're now referring to chief of police, somebody else, then Keith again, and that, you know.
Yeah, Lamb.
Lamb and stuff like that. Yeah. Again, referencing back to the old show. And again, the murder heads talking about they didn't solve that case right. And then Maddie at one point, did you know this? Did you know this? She's like, yep, up to speed. So they reference the old stuff without making us feel like you had to understand it to be aware of it, much less have a PhD in it to understand it. You don't.
Yeah.
You can come into this, I think, cold, understand that there's some relationships between the characters, but there's nothing about the way this is written that mandated knowing the past couple of seasons.
Yeah. Well, and the way they ended the season, they fundamentally changed Neptune.
Yes. There was a definite Neptune isn't what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely an aspect also of Veronica has changed.
Yes.
You know, and going into this, Keith was still dealing with some of the ramifications from the movie. Coming out of this, he's changed.
Yeah.
You know, everything from having Maddie as a new assistant and stuff to, you know, just what's going on. So there are some threads I think they could continue. There's a few I think they should. Others, nah, they don't really need to. But I definitely want them to get a fifth season. I don't know if I'd stay with the 8-episode length, go a little longer, or what.
I think pick the length based on what suits the mystery.
Yeah.
Fit the arc to what you've got the material for, because what I don't want to see is them say, we feel honor-bound to do 10 episodes, and then give us a filler episode.
No, and I don't think they had any filler episode here. No. I think they had a few subplots that were fairly extraneous, because when the senator got shot and stuff, that went from a major plot line to just, okay, we're going to reference it a time or two, but it's done.
Yeah.
You know, so it felt like a much bigger deal for not quite the payoff.
That seemed to be taking him out of the running as a red herring.
Yeah, and I get you've got to build up the suspect pool and then, you know, whittle them away, but it went from he's a suspect who we're spending so much time with his family and this other mystery of the ring, which did have a little payoff at the end, but
yeah,
it's hard to balance that. I'm not sure what's the right approach. I want them, to your point, to figure out the mystery they want to solve, want to have in play, figure out the arc for it, have a few little, you know, detours, some character moments, whatever, but nothing where I feel that if we had condensed a few of these side things down that went nowhere, that it would be the equivalent of an episode, even if it's spread across the season.
Yeah.
And that's a really high ask and a tough thing for them to deliver on.
Well, and I think they felt that the red herring of the senator plotline went somewhere because we dealt with the blackmailer on his front that would not have been revealed and would not have been dealt with if the bombing hadn't happened, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, and that led to the cartel. That led to some of the other stuff all tying together. So I get the need for some of that. It didn't feel... I don't say it didn't feel as tight as some of the earlier seasons, because even those had some stuff that meandered. Meandered, thank you. But they also had enough almost episodic mini mysteries
mm-hmm.
that it wasn't as big of a deal.
Yeah.
You know, I expected there to be tangents just because they've got to make it through the school day. Whereas here...
We didn't have any of the... Well, we had the mini mystery at the very beginning of Veronica telling the wife what had been haunting her house, basically. Mm-hmm. And then we dealt with Who's, but that turned out to be part of this. Who's reduced with the rat.
Yeah. And then there weren't any other kind of mini mysteries to go around.
Yeah.
And it would have been nice if there was a little bit more of that.
We found Clyde's ex, but really that felt part and parcel of this.
And even that investigation all happened off screen.
Yeah.
So having a little bit more of they're spending their time just chasing down some other stuff that's easy wins while they're doing the bigger case or whatever would be nice.
Yeah.
So there's some things I think they could do a little differently. Again, I don't think they did anything bad, but for me, having a mystery that's, you know, like an 8-episode long one, I'm not here, like I said, trying to fit all the puzzle pieces together. I'm here to enjoy the ride, and I did.
Mm-hmm. It was a good ride.
Yeah. So good cast, good writing. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar co-wrote one of the episodes.
Yeah. That
surprised me, although I've read some of his comic stuff. So, I mean, the guy knows how to write. And he's done Sherlock Holmes related stuff. So the mystery genre is in his wheelhouse, but was surprised to see that.
Well, and that was one of the episodes that had some of the very classic feeling Veronica Mars moments in Snark.
Mm-hmm.
Snark and sarcasm was what that episode really just kind of hit on with those laugh out loud. Yeah, this is why we tune in.
Yes.
Type moments.
They did have a couple that it's like, okay, that was well written, well delivered. They knew what to do with this.
Yeah.
And that's definitely something I want to see them amp up if they do more.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they've got a perfect excuse for that. I just think for me, the challenge is for another arc, Veronica's got to be out of Neptune. Don't know where I'd put her. Atlanta seems appropriate just for the water theme. But who is the person she's paired with?
Yeah.
Because you can't just have her solo. I don't think that works well.
Leo's with the FBI. He calls her in because A, he knows she's floundering, and B, he has an excuse to get some help.
Well, and there could be some case that, oh, she'd be a natural for because.
Mm-hmm.
I think that could work, and that seems to be the logical thing to do. The other question is, are there any other characters from earlier seasons that could get pulled in for some reason?
Mm.
Of they call her for help or something.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Like I said, I hope they get time and an opportunity to do more.
Me too.
So anything else?
I think that does it.
Cool.
The show notes and forum for this podcast can be found at www.comicbookpage.com under the podcast and forum sections of the website. Please email us at theguys@comicbookpage.com and let us know what you think of what was discussed in this episode. Thanks for listening.